It's Sunday, August 3rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Trump's Middle East envoy told families of hostages being held by Palestinian militant group Hamas that he was working with the Israeli government on a plan that would effectively end the war in Gaza. The president has made ending the conflict a major priority of his administration, though negotiations have faltered. Steve Witkoff, the envoy, is visiting Israel as its government faces mounting pressure over the deteriorating humanitarian conditions in the enclave. In a recording of the meeting reviewed by Reuters, Witkoff is heard saying, quote, "We have a very, very good plan that we're working on collectively with the Israeli government, with Prime Minister Netanyahu, for the reconstruction of Gaza. That effectively means the end of the war," end quote. Witkoff also said that Hamas was prepared to disarm in order to end the war, though the group has repeatedly said it will not lay down its weapons. In other news, a number of high-profile Democratic governors are ready to fight, ardently throwing support behind their colleagues who have said they will draw new congressional maps to favor Democrats before the 2026 midterm elections in order to directly counter Texas Republicans' moves to do the same for their party. Texas GOP lawmakers just this week released their first draft of the state's new congressional map that could flip 3 to 5 Democratic seats in next year's midterm elections. California Governor Gavin Newsom promptly responded, saying he'd spoken with state legislators and members of Congress about holding a special statewide election on November 4th for Californians to vote on new congressional maps, ones that would likely favor Democrats. The process of redistricting could prove to be an uphill battle for Democrats, who have less of an opportunity to gerrymander nationwide than their peers across the aisle because of the varied rules of each state. Around the world, the Ukrainian Navy has confirmed reports of damage to the mooring front at Russia's nuclear submarine base in Kamchatka following a recent powerful earthquake in the region. Navy spokesman Dmytro Plentenchuk shared the information during a broadcast on Ukrainian television. According to the statement, the issue is expected to be resolved similarly to how logistical challenges such as resupply are typically handled. He emphasized that the damage is unlikely to have a significant impact on the execution of combat missions. Nonetheless, he confirmed that the damage to the mooring infrastructure has been verified. Back in the U.S., the Senate left Washington Saturday night for its month-long August recess without a deal to advance dozens of President Trump's nominees, calling it quits after days of contentious bipartisan negotiations. Without a deal in hand, Republicans say they may try to change Senate rules when they return in September to speed up the pace of confirmations. The president has been pressuring senators to move quickly as Democrats blocked more nominees than usual this year, denying any fast unanimous consent votes, and forcing roll calls on each one, a lengthy process that can take several days per nominee. "I think they're desperately in need of change," Senate Majority Leader John Thune said of Senate rules Saturday after negotiations with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Mr. Trump broke down. Senator Schumer said a rules change would be a huge mistake, especially as Senate Republicans will need Democratic votes to pass spending bills and other legislation moving forward. And Pope Leo XIV on Sunday urged more than 1 million Roman Catholic youths to spread their enthusiasm and the witness of their faith when they return home to some 150 countries during a Mass that closed the week-long encounter with the next generation of faithful. "Aspire to great things, to holiness wherever you are," Leo urged the young faithful. "Do not settle for less. You will then see the light of the gospel growing every day in you and around you," he said. The Vatican said more than 1 million young people were present, along with 7,000 priests and 450 bishops. The special Jubilee celebration is part of the Holy Year that is expected to draw 32 million people to the Vatican for the centuries-old pilgrimage to the seat of Roman Catholicism. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.